Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I promised you that we were going to get Bill Bullard back on the air. And we have Bill with RCAP USA back on the air with us today. And we're going to talk about what's going on with trade and agriculture and farming and all our cattle industry and everything that's we've kind of been ignoring by all the distractions. Bill, welcome back to CSC Talk Radio. So glad
to
have you.
Glad to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you back. So glad to have you back. What have you been up to?
Well, the same thing, trying to improve the economic conditions for our nation's family farmers and ranchers that raise cattle. And we have an opportunity now like we've never had before under this administration that has actually adopted many of the positions that we have held for the past 18 years, and everyone just blew us off. So it's a new day today, and we are trying very hard to get our issues put in place.
Well, you know, it is said, and I don't know, but it is said that President Donald Trump is a listener, that he will listen, and we know we haven't had listening in the last several administrations.
Yeah, we have had more access to our U.S. Trade Representative's office, for example, than we've had in the past, and we've had more meaningful discussions about how we need to reform trade to improve conditions in America, conditions that have deteriorated over the past 25 years because we have pursued this idealistic goal of free trade, believing that other countries would follow. But in fact, what has happened is for 25 years, as we've naively pursued free trade, other countries have perfected their ability to practice modern-day mercantilism. Mm-hmm. And they're using currency valuation. They're using state-owned enterprises. They're using just barriers to entry into their marketplace. They're using all of these things in order to gain an artificial advantage over the United States and penetrate our U.S. market. And that is why we have accumulated a trade deficit that's about $600 billion now. It's an untenable deficit. It took us 25 years to get here. We need to turn this train around. And Donald Trump is actually putting in place the tools necessary to accomplish just that.
So what is, I want to get into what you're doing here, but the beginning of these, the talks about tariffs, what's Bill's opinion on some of this? Because I'm hearing everything, and even some of these conservative think tanks that were once okay with TPP, and then all of a sudden they weren't okay with TPP. Right now they're saying the tariffs are bad, but I'm wondering, you know, in 6 months down the road they're going to come out, oh, this was a good idea. So I wanted your opinion on this tariff issue.
Well, first, it's about time that we began to take steps to counteract this mercantilistic approach that all of our trading partners have. And so we think tariffs should be a part of the overall strategic plan to grow the United States through trade. And so what we've been doing in these bilateral and multilateral trade agreements has not benefited America and has, in fact, weakened our strength. And as we look at the overall world, we see that the United States has this huge trade deficit. It's the largest trade deficit in the world, in the history of the world, and it's over $600 billion. But we look at some of our other allies and non-allies, like China, a non-ally, but Germany, South Korea, and Japan, those three are our allies. All four of those nations have trade surpluses. All four of those nations have established growth and trade policies to ensure that they don't become deficit nations. So the United States is essentially absorbing everyone else's overproduction. We are producing less than what we have been consuming. We should be producing more of what we consume. And the tariffs are the means to level the playing field when we're dealing with these practices, these state-owned enterprises, where, in fact, our domestic industries are competing really against the Chinese government, not competing against the Chinese business, because these businesses are government-controlled in many instances.
Yes.
And
yes.
So tariffs are necessary for that purpose. They are also necessary simply as a reflection of national security interests. The fact that regardless of how trade flows would otherwise go, there are some industries that are absolutely critical to the defense of this nation and to the sustainability of this nation, like food production. And we should be able to incorporate tariffs to prevent those industries in those critical areas from being destroyed or dismantled as a result of offshoring and artificial advantages that a country may have because they've included a value-added tax to negate the tariff concessions we might have had. And it's very important to know that if we look at the cattle industry, our very worst trade deficit is with the countries that we have free trade agreements with. But if we look at the rest of the world, we bring ourselves to a closer balance. And that's because with the rest of the world, we still have tariffs. We still have a 26.4% tariff on beef imported from countries that we don't have a free trade agreement with. And as a result, we have a more balanced trade with the entire world than we have with the countries that we've entered free trade agreements with. And remember, every one of those free trade agreements came with a promise that it would increase market access for the U.S. And what was not told to the producers when that promise was made, but while we increase access, we're going to increase the volume of imports in the Europe marketplace, in the domestic market, and drive beer prices down. And that is what happened.
And, you know, even when you were talking about China, they came out, I read an article just a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks ago, where China was putting some pretty stern stipulations or regulations on the American companies that are there, telling them they need to comply, and they were actually gagging them as far as some of the things they could say or couldn't say. No free speech there. So they had to comply and bow to the Chinese government. And, you know, that's not really free anything. And of course, I wasn't feeling a whole lot sorry for those companies since they were over there. but go ahead.
I just got back from Washington, D.C., and I think we've only seen the tip of the iceberg in terms of what this administration is going to do to counteract China's cheating. And what you described, what they are doing is they're essentially stealing our technology and our intellectual properties. And the way they do that is they allow a company to come into their country, more like they invite them in, but as a condition, that company has to share with them their intellectual property, and then China goes off and works on it on their own or develops those products. And so they are cheating at trade, and they're not a market economy. You know, this is a communist country.
Yes.
The president has just they passed a law there that now says the president is president for life, so we really have a dictatorship there.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a country that the U.S.-China Economic Security Review said that this is essentially a threat to the United States.
It is.
From an economic standpoint.
It is a threat, and we are going into a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines. We're visiting today with Bill Bullard. We're talking about trade and how can we help here. And we're talking about American agriculture, U.S. American agriculture. The number to call is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I want you to visit their website. I see you've had a facelift there on the website. Maybe it's been there a while. I haven't visited. I apologize. It's r-calfusa.com. That's r-calfusa.com. And we'll give out their number so you can join and become a member of RCAF. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Bill and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back.
Mm-hmm.
A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam just didn't fit me. Then I tried My Pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is My Pillow because it fits me. My Pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My Pillow fits you. But there's more. My Pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have with us our good friend Bill Bullard, and I apologize, Bill, that I have been neglectful in getting you back on, and you have been busy. I have kind of followed you around a little bit. Mindy Patterson was telling me that they were at your convention, and I was a little sad that I wasn't there, and she was telling me about what a great time that was. And we have sparked the phone calls. We have some callers. We have Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Oh, I'm enjoying the warmer spring weather, and how are you?
Oh, I'm telling you what, I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's getting nice. I wanted to make a couple of points about this trade business. And first thing, I think that protectionism is a very moral policy for these reasons, that the citizens of this country have a lot of responsibilities and duties and obligations of citizenship. You know, we have to obey all the laws of this country. We have to pay the taxes of this country. If the country goes to war, we have to fight the wars. And we're supposed to educate ourselves on the issues so that we can vote intelligently in the elections. And so I think it's only fair and right and moral and just that in return for fulfilling all these responsibilities and obligations of citizenship, the government should give the American producer the advantage in the American marketplace by putting a tariff on foreign stuff so it can't undersell American-made stuff. And also, I think it's one of the most important responsibilities of the government to see to it that the young people of this country have the maximum opportunity to work in whatever field of work that they want, whatever career they want, whatever line of business that they want. And so if our country's markets are dominated by foreign stuff, you know, that severely diminishes the opportunities for our American young people to go into whatever line of work they want and diminishes their career and economic opportunities. So for those two reasons, I think protectionism is a very moral policy. And the other thing is that I've read a couple of authors that have made this very good point that I think is worth repeating, that protectionism actually is not a trade barrier. Tariffs are not actually a trade barrier, because what free trade does is it tends to make everybody in the world have to compete against the lowest wages and the lowest raw material prices paid anywhere in the world, so that earnings tend to go down, so that there tends to be more poverty, so that people can overall buy less. Whereas what protectionism does, it tends to keep wages and prices up, so there's more earnings in circulation, and so that even things are somewhat more expensive, the working people actually have a lot more money, so they can afford to buy more stuff, both domestic and imported, and so it actually increases the world trade that way. So I wanted to make those two points, which I seldom hear made, but I think they're worth making on this subject.
All right, I'm going to let Bill address that. Bill?
Well, I think his arguments are solid. In fact, that's how this country was built. It was built on tariffs, and it was not built on this free trade model, a relatively new globalistic approach started with our introduction into the World Trade Organization in 1995 is when it really took off. So, yes, we need to take steps to strengthen our U.S. economy. And we've talked about this before, but we know how to measure the strength of an economy. And what you do is you add consumption plus investment plus government spending, and then you add this formula X minus M. And what that is, exports minus imports. So if you sell more than you purchase, if you export more than you import, then you have a net positive export, and that adds to your gross domestic product. But if you import more than you export, that weakens your economy, because at the end of the calculation for determining your gross domestic product, you have a negative number if you are importing more than you're exporting. And that's what we're doing, by the tune of about $600 billion. So we think it reduces our overall gross domestic product by about 3%. So we've had stagnant wages. In fact, we've had falling wages. We've had export of jobs. We've had export of our manufacturers. We have the weakening of the agricultural economy. All of these point to the fact that we have been on the wrong track, and what this gentleman just said is more like what we should be pursuing. So I agree with what he's just said.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We got phone calls lining up here, Bill. We've got Alfred from Missouri. Alfred, how are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. What we have today kind of is what we visualize as spring to be.
Yeah, it is. It's given us some hope that the spring is coming around, isn't it?
Yeah, you all talk about tariffs. The whole reason behind that is, like you all say, it's to promote free trade, fair trade, not free trade.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, and that's right. That's the important point, is that all the tariff does is recognize the disparity in a specific country's structural production costs that doesn't exist in the United States. So if you have a developing country producing goods and the United States producing goods, and the United States, you know, has welfare programs, social programs, environmental requirements that the developing country doesn't have, then you need something to level the playing field between those two countries, and tariffs work that way. In fact, the entire world is now using tariffs, but they're called by a different name. It's called a VAT tax, a value-added tax. When we entered the North American Free Trade Agreement and we obtained tariff concessions from Canada, Mexico, and the United States, before the ink dried, Canada and Mexico both implemented VAT taxes. VAT taxes are a tax on imports coming into their country, so it functions like a tariff. And then it's rebated when a company in Mexico, for example, exports to the United States. That 15% of that is rebated. So those tariffs are still in place. They're just called by another name that happens to have slipped under the WTO and are considered WTO legal. Virtually every country in the world that we trade with has adopted or implemented a VAT tax to counteract the tariff concession that they made with us.
Mm.
Yeah, right. One other comment I wanted to make. Years ago, when Jerry Brownfield was running the program, he had a visitor, Byron Dale from South Dakota. And his problem was over the trade he had on his ranch, and I imagine you remember that.
I do remember Byron Dale, yes.
But what we have in this country today is a debt money system, and if that is not changed, this country is going broke, no matter what you do otherwise.
Yep, the fiat money, fiat dollars, yep, absolutely. That's what our sponsor, Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver, has been telling us for a while. Alfred, thank you. And I appreciate the book that you brought in, too. I'm going to try and make that available to the listeners somehow, some way. I've got to get that done. I appreciate it, Alfred. Thank you. We have Tim from Iowa. Tim?
Hi, Beth. Hi, Bill. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good. Thank you.
You know, free trade isn't free. Just ask Toys R Us. They're closing up.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
730 stores. Now, if there's anybody that ever had a free trade arrangement with China, it had to be Toys R Us. And they haven't made any money doing it.
All that plastic.
And a lot of times the toys weren't safe for our kids on top of it. So, you know, they have no environmental concerns over there at all.
And you know, Tim and Bill, Melody brought this to the forefront here a while back, that Toys R Us, to get through the holiday season, they borrowed some $3 million or $1 billion to make it through. And, you know, here they are now. They're closing up shop, and we were wondering who would loan them the money, knowing that they were heading into bankruptcy. Go ahead, Tim.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's one that I heard a gal the other day talking about this, so I thought it was interesting. Now, you know, we bend over the agricultural community has bent over backwards to open these markets up, and meanwhile, rural America is deteriorating.
Yeah.
And this gal made this good point the other day. To subsidize our trade deficit, we've had to keep interest rates low, and because of it, we've hurt the retirement of an entire generation. And she made sense, because I remember in 1978 when I graduated from high school, I got a job in the local bank, and yeah, interest rates were 21% back then, and the bank was paying that on a 6-month money market CD. I had little old ladies coming in there with $25,000 in cash and investing that in that 6-month CD, and they were getting 21% for 6 months on that $25,000.
Okay, hang on.
That's a very nice subsidy for your Social Security.
Yeah. Hang on, Tim, if you had something else to say, would you hang on? We're going into a break.
Yeah.
You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth. I'm pretty excited, Bill. Bill is back with us. We've got Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. Please visit their website and join their membership, because we need every American to bring this nation back home. R-CAF USA, r-CAFUSA.com. Bill, Beth Ann, and Tim, we're going to be right back. Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, "Hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow?" Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought, it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With 2 or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. I want you to visit his website. I want you to join their cause, because their cause is yours. It's our livelihood. It's all of us. It's our food. It's our economy. It's all put together. And I also, before we go back to Tim, I have a plug I've got to get in. The Range Rights and Resource Symposium is coming up in April. Now, we did a series of interviews with them last year, and I went to their symposium last year and was started each day with a song. But this year, I'm going to be a speaker. And so I will be there, and John Duarte will be there. Ammon Bundy is going to be one of the speakers. Kimberly Fletcher, you remember her. She's the one with the Moms March. And Zachary Gerber. And there's numerous others that are going to be there. Miss Lucas is going to be speaking. This is April 20th through the 21st. That's April 20th through the 21st. And I'm promoting this for them. We're going to start having interviews. We're going to interview someone from that every Monday from now until that day, till that week. And their title of it, Bill, is Farmers Feed the World. And so that's what we're going to be talking about, Farmers Feed the World. Now, I want to go back to Tim and keep that in mind, Tim, Farmers Feed the World.
Yeah, that's right. And the rest of the world needs to keep that in mind, too. And, you know, when you got something people need, you don't have to cave so much. So, you know, but I don't know when did this get started where we felt like we had to. If China don't want to buy something, there's going to be somebody else going to step up to buy it. People need food.
Right.
And I just don't know where that started, where rural America got into the Chamber of Commerce and decided we're just going to, who cares what it costs my hometown? I mean, you're going to end up paying for it in the long run. That's just all there is to it. And I do believe, I thought I saw where Evan Bundy's running for governor of Utah.
Oh, really?
I haven't seen that yet.
I'll find out. I'll find out in a few weeks.
That'd be cool. He's going to come to Iowa and run for governor here. But it just perplexes me how people can they think they're actually opening up in a market and they aren't. They're not making money.
All right.
They are losing money on this. Yeah.
Bill.
Well, right. We're not thinking strategically here. Instead, what we're saying is we should adopt this globalistic view whereby we would develop global supply chains. That it doesn't matter if you maintain strong domestic supply chains. Now, domestic supply chains, of course, start with the raw material, and then you start adding value on it as you work your way downstream in the supply chain until it's ultimately sold to the consumer. And the globalist view is we should just use global supply chains, get your raw material from one country, and, of course, throughout history, where you get your raw material is from the underdeveloped countries, the countries that aren't sophisticated enough to do value added. So from underdeveloped countries, you would expect to get your energy, your coal, your oil, your agricultural products, and then you would bring them to a more sophisticated country and start adding value. Well, what has happened here in the United States is we have begun to export energy, natural gas, coal, and export raw agricultural products rather than to add value to them and sell a manufactured product. And so the agricultural world looks at our current trade situation and says, well, here we are today. If we reverse what we're doing, we're going to lose the market access we have for this bulk raw commodities that we're selling to China and around the world. And so they point, for example, to NAFTA, and they said, you know, during the pendency of NAFTA, we increased exports of all agricultural products and related products from $10 billion to over $45 billion, over a fourfold increase in exports. And they point to that and say, there, that's proof positive that we should do no harm to NAFTA. But what they are not telling us, in fact, they're willfully withholding, is if you now overlay the imports of all agricultural products and related products imported into the United States from Canada and Mexico, we find that those imports have far surpassed that growing exports. And, in fact, the deficit, the net exports, that which matters to the United States' economic strength, has grown from a negative $2 billion in 1992, just 2 years before NAFTA, to today it's a negative $18 billion. And so this exporting raw material out of rural America to be further manufactured in foreign countries is not smart trade. And that, I think, is what President Trump recognizes and his administration is fighting against. And that's why we support it.
Well, I remember about a year ago when you were on and you said, we're not against free trade. We're against stupid trade.
Exactly, yeah.
We want smart trade. All right, Tim, was there anything else you wanted to add?
Well, Trump's the best president in my lifetime. That includes Ronald Reagan. Because he's taking these people on. He's losing people that were in the establishment, which is great. I think Larry Kudlow is going to be good. And he says he opposes tariffs. The thing to keep in mind about tariffs is not sometimes just if you bring them to the table is just enough to get the other side to cooperate with you. You know, and like I say, I can remember when I was younger, You know, you'd go in the bank and the husband passed away and the widow's inventorying it. And a lot of times you'd open up that bank box and the only thing in there was that money market CD. And that's all she had. And that was, you know, you're looking at an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a year on a very, at that time it was a decent amount of money, but I mean, we're not talking about millionaires here. And a lot of times these widows, all they had was $25,000 to $30,000 on them, and an extra $800 to $1,000 a month back then was quite a big deal, and we've really, really hurt ourselves with this policy. I used to be a free trader, and it's the stupidest idea I ever came up with in my life. You can't run a business forever and come up short, rough.
and Tim and Bill, it amazes me that some of the agricultural foundations or whatever you want to call them, organizations, are still pushing free trade. They still think NAFTA was a good thing. They still think it's okay. And you know, we know it's not just the money, although that's a big issue, but it's also the food safety, the food quality. You know, when did we stop taking pride in who we are and what we have to offer? It's amazing to me that some of them still push this.
Yeah, and Bethann, that brings us right to country of origin labeling, because the fallacy behind one of the most prominent arguments the opponents to revising NAFTA are making, they say don't do any harm, and they say with regard to the price differential, the fact that they can produce a heavy steer in Uruguay far cheaper than we can in the United States, the opponents to us say, well, we have a superior product. That's how we will compete in a global marketplace with those cheaper producing countries. Yet, those same people that are really corporate-backed, those same people will say, but you can't have country of origin labeling in your market with which to distinguish your product, your superior product, from your competitor's product that are about half the price of yours. And so if you really pay attention to the arguments, those who are supporting free trade, those who are opposing this administration's efforts to renegotiate NAFTA, to put tariffs on solar panels, to put tariffs on steel and aluminum, and soon to put tariffs on the theft of intellectual properties, those people who are opposing this are the same ones that are giving you this conflicting argument that on the one hand we have a superior product, on the other hand we're not going to allow domestic producers to distinguish it.
That's just crazy. Tim, did you have something else you wanted to share?
No, that was it. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Appreciate
it. Especially bacterial problems with food and stuff.
Absolutely.
I want to trust that beef out of the country.
Well, we're headed into a break. Tim, thank you so much. Yeah. We're headed into a break. The number to call to visit with Bill, if you've got some questions or some ideas, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Part of bringing America home is joining organizations like RCAF USA, and I can't stress that any stronger. Join them. R-CAF USA. Bill and Bethann. We'll be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Bethann sent you home on the Range. Being Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com.
President Lincoln said, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. What's he talking about? Our Constitution. We're so excited to offer you a brand new board game, The Constitution Quest. It's a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government, as well as brush up on your own knowledge of our Constitution. The Constitution Quest board game is a perfect learning tool, educational and entertaining, for family fun, a homeschooling tool, or a gift to a classroom. 2 to 4 players or team up. The Constitution Quest game is a handsome board game, and it includes a copy of the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. We have these games available now for $49.95. $49.95 is an investment in this country's future. There's no pass and go. There's no collecting $200. But there is lots of fun and learning as you go. Order today. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online. www.csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have another caller, Bill. We have Tommy from South Carolina.
Hello. How's everything over there?
Well, it's good. What's on your mind today, Tommy?
Well, I think we still have enemies in the world. I have friends and kinfolks even who think everybody will play nice and it's just going to be a wonderful new world, but I think we still have enemies and it's pretty dangerous to import food from someplace like China. When they're ready, they could slip in the prion, the thing that causes mad cow disease, and we could be eating that stuff and dying off because of mad cow disease.
Hmm.
What do you think of that?
Yep. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, and that's the biosecurity issue. And so that's a risk that we run in trading with countries that we don't have complete confidence in. That's one of those things that you hope never happens, but you have to be vigilant to ensure that it does not happen. So that's a concern. And how we deal with it is a huge question. So one way to deal with that, of course, is to have more restrictions on imports of food. And we agree with that completely. We are not doing safety checks sufficiently to ensure that we aren't importing tainted product into the United States. And remember, just recently, Brazil was shipping tainted beef around the world. And as a result, the leadership in the world's largest beef packer, JBS, were thrown in jail for that and for insider trading. But what was happening was even after we learned that JBS was shipping tainted beef, we kept our border open for 3 more months. While other countries closed their border, the United States continued to allow that product in. And even though we had heightened inspection of that product, during that heightened inspection, we were returning a very high volume of that product because it was substandard, meaning that there's a high likelihood that before the world learned that JBS was shipping that tainted beef, we were importing the tainted beef. And even after the rest of the world closed their border, we continue to do so. That makes no sense whatsoever, and that demonstrates an irresponsible approach to the biosecurity measures that we need to take to guard against that kind of agro-terrorism that could very well occur in the future. We hope it doesn't, but it could.
Okay.
Am I still on the air?
Yes, you are.
If we wanted to test for the prion, the thing that causes mad cow disease, it takes vanishing little of it to cause a person to come down with it from 5 to 10 years later. I don't think you can test for it. There's nothing you could do about it if somebody wanted to slip it in some country like China, not just into the food, but into things that go into the food, like cooking oil and proteins, flour, all sorts of things that could be tainted with it, and no test for it, and show up many years later, and it would just be devastating to our country.
All right. Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate it. Bill?
Well, he's right. That's a very pernicious disease. It's incurable. There's no vaccine for it. The only way to test for it is in the slaughtered animal. They actually take a brain stem test in order to determine if there are prions. We have seen a reduction in the number of outbreaks around the world, though it persists in some countries in the European Union. They've had some outbreaks in recent years. Canada has. We've had some atypical cases. So this is a disease that we have been combating for a long time. And, yes, it and foot and mouth disease are some of the type of, in the case of a prion, it's not a virus. But for others, there's pathogens and viruses that can be used for agro-terrorism, and we need to somehow guard against it.
All right. Well, I know you've been fighting that for a long time. We've gone through so many things through the years. Bill and I have known each other for a long, long time, thanks to Derry Brownfield. And, we've been fighting some of the same things, I was mentioning yesterday. As we look at the headlines and things Congress has not done that they promised they were going to do, and it's still in the headlines. It's still a promise. It's still a problem. And we've seen the same thing in our Department of Agriculture and in our trade. And hopefully things are getting turned around now.
Yeah, and I want to mention what Tim said. Tim said that he was once a free trader. Well, I've spent the last couple of days in Washington, D.C., lobbying with a couple of people who were once free traders. One is the CEO of Revere Copper, and the other is the CEO of Golden's Foundry in Columbus, Georgia. The Golden's Foundry gentleman explain how he has a Bluebird bus manufacturing within 40 miles of his foundry. And yet, Bluebird Bus buys their cast iron parts, machine parts, from China. So here, 40 miles away, you have a state-of-the-art foundry that is producing cast iron parts for big trucks and buses, and it can't be price competitive with China with a business 40 miles away. So what's happening is China buys scrap iron in the United States, ships it overseas to China by ship. There they melt it down. There they pour it and cast it and then machine it and then put it back on a ship and ship it all the way across the ocean to Columbus, Georgia, and they sell it to Bluebird Bus cheaper than the domestic firm Golden's Foundry can build it or make it here in the United States and maintain a workforce with livable wages. There's something wrong here when that's the case. And the Revere Copper gentleman described how steel was being imported into Canada, and it wasn't transferred, it was transformed. So steel, raw steel brought into Canada
then formed into auto parts, then shipped into the United States duty-free under NAFTA. Well, NAFTA was never intended to benefit a third party like China, but that's how China is bringing steel into the United States. They simply transform it in a platform country, and they are exploiting this free trade model. So that here again, the United States practices free trade while all the rest of the countries practice mercantilism, and it isn't working for us.
Manipulation. So,
yes.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, so to speak. Well, we're just about out of time, Bill. It's the fastest hour of the day, if you remember. It's the fastest hour of the day. I want to plug RCAF USA again. Please go to their website, r-cafusa.com. Very simple, r-cafusa.com, or give them a call and join at 406-252-2516. That's 406-252-2516. Bill, we're going to have you on again. I want to make this... We need to get back together because we've got to keep this in the ears of our listeners, and I appreciate what you're doing so much. I know you're a busy man. Hope you can recoup from your trip to D.C.
Well, thank you very much. My pleasure to be here.
Thank you for all you do. You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio as we've talked with RCAF USA Bill Bullard. You know, it does really take all of us. And you know, Rural America, you're the foundation of this nation, and it is kind of up to us to bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSE Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. 8.